This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's Uma and Ezra on the Evening Edition's Top 5 at 5. It's 5:38 p.m. and we're taking a look at our fourth story. And it's about planning, I guess, and in dealing with the issue of floods. Floods, you know, is something that we unfortunately have had to deal with for a very, very long time. Some states have been affected by...
Every year without fail.
Yes, by certain floods more than others. Now, a white paper by sustainability-focused social enterprise, Eco-Business Research, through this white paper, they noted that 60% of Malaysians polled in a study did not believe that rural and urban planning for floods in the country amid climate change was effective.
And can you blame them? I mean, it's not at all surprising given what happens at the end of almost every year.
Yeah. Monsoon season.
Monsoon season, a little bit of rain, Kelantan, Terengganu. Actually, don't even need to go to Kelantan and Terengganu. I mean, even flood mitigation right here in the Klang Valley is awful, and it leads to so much cost in loss of property, damage, all sorts, even loss of life.
And what's interesting about this particular study is that the proportion of Malaysian respondents who gave that response was actually the highest in the region when you compare it to countries like Indonesia, Singapore, the Philippines, Thailand, and Vietnam. And what's also interesting is that, you know, there's an acknowledgement that, you know, with their respective home countries, that, you know, we're going to continue to face extreme weather events over the next decade. It's going to take a significant toll on the economies and infrastructure. And if it's something that's not addressed meaningfully soon enough, it's going to really, really take its toll.
And so this is a survey that was also about climate change. And a total of 66% apparently also didn't agree that Malaysia worked well with neighboring nations to resolve climate change. And I think that's something very important as well. It's not something that we can manage just by ourselves. I mean, if you look at, is it Maldives or Mauritius, the country that, it's Maldives, right, that runs the risk of being underwater
with
climate change.
Yeah, yes.
You know, as we heard in the Inconvenient Truth movie.
That's right.
And you know, the Maldivian government is very well aware of the fact that it's not something they can solve by themselves, because unless the globe takes action, they are going to be underwater.
We're now crossing over to town planner Ihsan Zainal Mokhtar. He's the president of the Malaysian Institute of Planners. Ihsan, thank you very much for being with us on the program. And now, recently we've seen various efforts being put out by the government to tackle floods. So, for example, there will be an early flood warning system in the East Coast starting in November. And yesterday it's just been announced that there will be a new national humanitarian response depot to handle the needs that come with a national disaster. Do you think there's a gap between the government's efforts to tackle floods and public perception, or is it fair to think that the Malaysian government is just not doing enough?
You know, actually a lot of things have been done by the government, but if you look at what has happened in the past, I think the government can definitely do more. You know, quick response is one thing, but if you look at even Manik Urai in Kelantan, there are still people who have not managed to get over the floods, you know. So, but I would like to also put across that the fact that taking care of the environment itself, something that the government must do. Flooding occurs whether you like it or not in nature. I mean, you have when rain falls over a period of time, suddenly, you know, over what is expected, you know, and with global warming and these things are all interlinked, you know. Global warming has a drastic change on the weather pattern. But planning itself is anticipating what will happen to our urban areas because of this weather change. So whether we like it or not, even though we have seasonal flooding due to the monsoons, but what we have done to the environment, to the forest, in urban areas, better management of drains, those has an effect on flooding as well. So definitely more can be done.
Right. And in terms of town planning, have you seen a significant increase in efforts to tackle floods in flood-prone areas, whether in terms of design or facilities?
Okay. In Kuala Lumpur, the smart tunnel is one effort. The smart tunnel is one of the government efforts to ensure that urban areas or in particular Kuala Lumpur, would manage its flood better. But I think you're also aware that we still have flash floods occurring in Kuala Lumpur whenever there is extra rainfall, if you like, more than normal. So, but a lot of things in the city, part of it, the citizen, people of Kuala Lumpur would also have to bear, in the sense that, you know, the clogged drains, poor planning, poor maintenance in urban areas. So though the authorities can do and ensure that part of these flood controls are in place, but, you know, the people in the city has to play their role as well, you know. We've got to stop using drains as rubbish dumps. We've got to ensure that we play our role in keeping the drains clean. These are things that we can do. Of course, the government, like I said, a lot of things that the authorities have done, more can be done. For example, areas like we can have mini retention ponds and detention ponds throughout the city. We can ensure that drains are not clogged. So it requires the effort of everybody.
Most certainly, that was town planner Ihsan Zainal Mokhtar, president of the Malaysian Institute of Planners. And, you know, it starts with that sort of that basic notion of, yeah, people need to stop throwing their rubbish into drains, and so that it doesn't get clogged up, so that, you know, these systems can work, at least in some efforts, a little bit more meaningfully than others.
Yeah, drains are not garbage bins. Rivers are not garbage bins. And, of course, you know, like you said, more can be done and always can be done. But also, I think, you know, flood prevention is one thing. We still have a long way to go. Mitigation is one thing. We still have a long way to go in with regards to our post-flood response as well. I mean, over the last few years, it feels like it's always been a little too late.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, I can tell you from direct experience from
Kelantan.
From Kelantan, you know, a lot of communities in specific areas, sort of, they've been sort of asking, you know, our homes are still, you know, 1 year on.
Almost 2 years on.
Just, yeah, still not evident. And it's this is how difficult, you know, this particular scope is, because, you know, if one state and a couple states start getting hit simultaneously, then how efficient can local or even federal government respond to some of these needs? I've got more stories coming up on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.